Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome those joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Our next guest is someone that really needs no introduction. Recording artist Bertel has been on our program before, sharing with us not only about his love of music, but also what it's been like for him to share that with his fans. He's back with a brand new single featuring T-Pain, She Get It From Her Mama. We're going to be talking to him not only about that single, but also what he has in store for you guys for the rest of this summer and beyond this year. Bertel, good afternoon to you, and welcome back to the program, man.
How's it going?
Hey, going really good. Hey, man, the pleasure is definitely all ours. We know you've been really busy, and congratulations to you on the new single. Your fans are already, of course, showing their love and support of it. What has it been like for you to see how not only those that have been riding with you for a while, Bertel, are enjoying this song, but also new fans as well?
It's beautiful to see people embrace you. Some people stay on the bus. Some people get off the bus. You know, that's really a good thing because you learn a lot about life and about why you really do this. You do it because you love it, and you do it because
right.
you want to touch other people who can feel the same things that you feel when you go in the studio and record these songs. So, you know, I love it a lot, and I enjoy all the new fans and all the new support I've been getting, and even the people that's been around when the last time I came on,
about almost four years ago.
I appreciate them people even more, but a lot of those people still stick down with me, and they still stay down with me through my trials and tribulations of the music business one-on-one. And, you know, I learned a lot, and now I'm in a whole new position.
Right. You know, Bertel, I want to talk a little bit about that learning, because I think this is going to be important, not only for those who are in music, but I think also in life. You have, you know, I think gone through kind of an evolution where you know what it's like to be able to have those songs that people love. You know what it's like to have that support, you know, from people that you've never met. You know what it's like to be able to do something that you love. What has it been like for you over the past several years, though, to be able to grow into who Bertel is? Because I think sometimes we can get so lost in what people expect of us. What has it been like for you to figure out, you know, who you are and what you want in life?
Man, it was a crazy journey over the last 3 years. Of course, I used to be like 230 pounds. I lost 55 pounds. I got in the gym and got real focused. I started reevaluating everything. I listened to my music. I listened to my lyrical content. I start watching the people I hung around and start seeing what people embraced me as, like what people saw me as. And I like basically put the pressure on my shoulders to be better all around. I mean, as a person, as a musician, as like to look better, to be more inspiring to other people to be better for themselves. So
right.
Over the last couple of years, man, it's been a lot of ups and downs, a lot of real lows. Like, I've seen some of the lowest lows of my life, and I've seen some of the highest highs of my life. So, you know, my relationships have grown with people like T-Pain and R. Kelly and all these people who are, like, game changers. Like, T-Pain changed
right.
the game forever. Like, no matter what nobody say about T-Pain, like, every artist that's rapping right now uses auto-tune. Definitely majority of the number one records are auto-tune records. You know what I mean? When
right.
before he came, you never even saw that. So
exactly.
People bash that guy for changing the game. He's a game changer, like Cash Out record. That was auto-tune, Future, auto-tune. It's like all these records, like everybody using it. Lil Wayne, I think one of Lil Wayne's biggest records was auto-tune, the Lollipop record. So,
right.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been hanging around game changers and learning a lot about life, and then at the same time, I've been dealing with my own trials and, you know, my own demons and figuring out what I need to do to be a better person in order for me to go forward in my career. And when I start looking in the mirror and reevaluating who I am and what I want to represent, you know, some people get those urges and they see those things in themselves, but after that initial emotion is gone, they don't still follow through with what they said they was gonna do, and that's one thing I said I would not do. Like even when I don't want to work out or even when I don't want to do something, I do
right.
it then because I think at that point it matters more than when you wanted to do it because it's like discipline. You know what I mean? You're teaching yourself discipline, and self discipline is way harder than somebody else disciplining you because you got the option to walk away. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I think that.
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I'm just going to say, I think that is one of the great things about being able to learn, man, and to be open to be able to learn. And then, too, Bertel, you know, I thought about when you were on the program last with us, even the song, of course, was one of those songs that I think everybody was talking about, you know, I think at the time I beat it up. And, you know, it was one of those songs that was, you know, you had, you know, of course, the ladies that were loving it, the guys, of course, you know, were singing it. But I think one thing about you is that it's always been about the music. I think more than anything, when I had that first interview with you a few years ago, I thought that I didn't think you were just doing this just because. I could tell, you know, because you shared a little bit with me about your journey before. So I knew some of the things that you had gone through to get to where you are. But do you think, Bertel, that has really helped you to better appreciate where you are now? Because you know what it's like to be in that place where maybe you don't have the support you should have, or, you know, you're not having the validation that you want. Do you think that now where you are, you're more appreciative of not only the gift you have and also the way you use it?
Yeah, absolutely, because when you go through some, feel like this, they say pressure do one or two things, either bust pipes or make diamonds, and I feel like I had a tremendous amount of pressure on me within the last 2 years of my life, just personal. So I took all the pressure I had on me, and I put it directly toward my music career. I got in the studio, I got in the gym, I got super focused, and it shows in around Atlanta. Everybody see it. Like, everywhere I go, people are like, man, your focus and your determination is inspiring me. Like, I ain't seen nobody this focused and this determined. Because when you're doing something you love, it's not work. You know what I mean? People hear that all the time, and it's cliche, but for me, it's not work. It's just, you know what I mean? If you want it bad enough, you're going to get it. You know what I mean? You just got to keep going.
Right.
Like, it's no way you could think in your head that I'm going to stop. Because in my head, I'm like, there's nothing else for me to do in life. You know what I mean? Music comes too easy, too natural. I got so many records. I don't work with so many people. Like, I don't work with, like, I got a new record with Nelly. I got a lot of records with older artists, newer artists, and it's just like these people, we're connecting. Like, it's not like we're connecting on our managers talking and all that type of stuff. It's like you're out and about, y'all kicking it, and y'all building genuine bonds. Like, dang, I really kick it with this dude. He real cool. You know what I mean? Then vice versa, he like, yo, man, you cool? Come out of the studio, let me hear some records. We play each other records, and we get to jumping on records together. And it's like, bam, they go another record with another major artist, and it's kind of like, wow. Like, R. Kelly is the only, like, far as living, like, Marvin Gaye is my favorite artist of all time, but right behind Marvin Gaye is R. Kelly. So for me to be building a bond with him the way I've been building with him, like, every time he comes to Atlanta, we go play ball together. He always gives me advice. And for me to get that type of advice and treatment from an artist like that, it's like you can't pay for that. It's priceless. And it's only because I'm fighting for what I love, and that's music. I'm staying true to what I'm trying to do. And God basically said in the Bible, I think it said, God will make a room for your with your gift for you to be before great people or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Oh yeah.
Right. But
yeah, exactly.
What I do know is that when you love what you do and you're not doing it for money, and you're not doing it for nothing but the love and the passion. Of course, you do it for money because, you know, you got to pay your bills. You want to take care of your family. But at the
right.
end of the day, you're still doing it because you love it. Like, you could easily say, forget it. I'll go get a job to pay my bills and just do music on the side. But it's not enough I want to do. I can't get no job. Like, this is what I do. So one way or another,
yeah.
it got to work. Either it's going to work, either something great going to happen or something great going to happen. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it.
Right. I totally agree with that. And Bertel, you know, we're going to be actually listening to the new single here featuring T-Pain here in a moment. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Bertel is back with us. He really needs no introduction. You guys have gotten to know him over the years. He has a brand new single that he's been getting a lot of great buzz for. And Bertel, I was actually having a conversation with an author. His name was Rick Nero this week. And we were talking about that very thing. When you have something in you to do, that's what you have to do. And just like you said, music is – That's your God-given gift. That's what you've been given to do. So, of course, that's what you have to do. Talk to us about the single, She Get It From Her Mama. Of course, the song tells us, I mean, the title tells us a whole lot about the song. But tell us a little bit about how the collab with T-Pain came about.
I had another single out called Selfish Love. It was a ballad that I was super, super in love with. And I was pushing hard, hard, hard. A lot of people got a lot of love. It got some momentum. And I linked up with a good friend of mine named Keith Thomas, who's actually an A&R over at Bostorm RCA. He's actually co-A&R-ing Usher's project right now. But we just built a friendship, you know what I mean? He became my manager slash business partner. And I had my birthday party, and he was like, man, like my birthday party was crazy. Jay Holiday came perform, DeAndre came perform, Sammy came perform. A lot of people just came out and showed love. And to him, he was like, yo, it's amazing how many people really just genuinely rock with you, the way they rock with you. Like, that is crazy.
Right.
Like, and he was like, yo, you in the club every night. He's like, you in the club every night. You don't know one thing missing at your party right now. And this was a crazy party I had at this club in Atlanta called Opera. It's a big club. I was like, what's missing? He's like, man, why you ain't got no club record? I was like, I just kind of sat there like, because I'm pushing this slow record. But then I was thinking like, you can't never be, you know what I'm saying? You can't never put all your peas in one pot. And that's what a very wealthy man told me. He was like, you got to put money everywhere. You know what I mean? You got to invest wisely. You don't want to lose your whole load on one wad. So when he said it, it kind of struck a nerve. He's like, you the only guy I know that get this type of love in the city and have a crazy party like this. And the club DJ can't play no slow record. They need a club record to play for you. You have no club record for them to play. So I went home. After that, I called up my boy, one of my homies. His name is Squat. We got in the studio. I was like, yo, I got a club record. So we started making this beat together because we co-produced it and co-wrote it together. So we started this idea. I was like, yo, add this. He was like, all right, we're going to put this. And I previously had a conversation with T-Pain because I was going to put out a mixtape. And he was like, yo, you need to make a record that I could get on. He's like, we need to do something because this is our second record we've done together. And we did Headboard. That was another record we did called Headboard. It was with me, him,
right.
And Bow Wow. Yeah.
Right.
And I did the record the next day. I went to the studio. I did the record. The hook just came to me just like that. I was like, she get it from my mama. Hey, she get it from my mama. Because I always try to make a record for the women, you know what I'm saying? Uplifting, empowering type record. It's basically saying she ain't got all she want, but she's still trying to go get what she want. You know what I'm saying? She ain't got the Benz. She got a Corolla, but she working two jobs, and she's trying to pay her way through college so she can graduate with honors. You know what I'm saying? So it's like like what you see in Atlanta a lot. You see women who they might be working in a strip club and then working in a restaurant, and then they going to school and all that, and it's like, you know what, I'm going to make a record for those type of chicks that's really just out here trying to get it by any means necessary. And I had a couple drinks, like I always do. I actually wrote and did this whole record in my bedroom. Like, we was in my bedroom. I was like, yo, we recorded the record. We did it right there, and I sent it over to T-Pain, and I think he was sick or something. I don't know. I thought he was playing with me. I'm like, yo, you going to get on the record? And he wasn't responding. So I sent it to Keith, and Keith was like, he was like, yo, that is a smash hit. He's like, yo, that record is crazy. He said, you just did that? I was like, yeah, I just did it. So T-Pain ain't jump on the record. So originally I put the record out with me by myself. And then here online, and DJ Small and all these DJs start putting on their mix. They're like, yo, bro, check out a crazy record. Then T-Pain hit me like 2 weeks later, like, yo, why you put the record out? I was like, yo, why you... I was like, you ain't hit me up. I'm thinking you been Hollywood with me. You know, you see pain. So
he's
like, I was sick. Ooh, wow. He was like, yo, come to the crib. Let's knock it out. So I went over there. He did his, you know, he did T-Pain. I think he sounded amazing on the record. He took the record up like two notches. So, you know, now we got a working relationship. You know what I mean? Trying to make things happen. And, you know, that's how it happened, man. And now we rolling. We kicking. We just shot the video. The video had 3 million views in 2 days on Worldstar.
Crazy.
It's about to go to MTV Jams. Me and Payne been talking about him walking me on 106 and Park with the video. So, you know, man, we pushing nonstop.
Yeah.
We just trying to make it happen.
Well, Bertel, it's a perfect example of the hard work paying off, and it could not have happened to a more deserving person. The single everyone we're talking about is She Get It From Her Mama. Here is Bertel featuring T-Pain. We'll be right back with our conversation with Bertel.
Yeah.
Gino.
Tell it.
She work at Benihana and a seat around the corner, trying to pay her way through college so she can graduate with honors. She down in Atlanta, I think she live off Peachtree, but she drive a Corolla. This girl is a super freak, a super freak. She got a big old booty, yeah, she a beauty. 36, 24, 48 beauty. Hair done, nails done, yeah, she the shit. Nobody fucking with the shit. She get it from her mama. 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 Bought those hips, those hit them tips. Did it on her own head, yeah, see the shit. She get it from her mama. She get it from her mama. She like it in the morning, she like it in the evening time. She say she independent, yeah, you know that she be on a grind. She keep her bills paid on time, because she got it, she don't need mine. I just do it cause I wanna, real talk, I really wanna. Plus she got a big old booty.
Don't be acting like before Madonna came.
Get it from my mama.
Free Madonna.
Get it from she get it from my mama. Oh, she get it from my mama. She get it from my mama. She get it from my mama. Buy those tips, get them tips. Get it on her own head, yeah, see the shit. She get it from my mama. She get it from my mama.
There you have She Get It From Her Mama. Of course, that's Bertel featuring T-Pain here on Conversations Live. Had a slight delay there on the radio side because the version we had wasn't radio-friendly, but you guys got the gist of the song from there. The single's available right now on iTunes, and we want to remind you guys that that's available right now on iTunes. Make sure you guys do get that Bertel. Of course, She Get It From Her Mama featuring T-Pain. So, you know, I believe, and I think my life is proof of this, and I think you would agree of this, Bertel, for yourself, that all of the things that we go through in life are there to make us the person we're supposed to be. You gave a great example about either you're going to be destroyed by your challenges or you're going to be made better because of them. What advice would you give to other individuals out there, no matter what their dream is, what their passion is, what would you say to them about the importance of not giving up no matter what comes their way?
If you love something enough, you're not going to give away. Only thing that comes to sleepers is dreams. Like, you got to get out here and work. Ain't nobody going to give you nothing. And the work ain't really work if you're really doing what you love. So at the end of the day, I always tell people, like, look in the mirror. Ask yourself, are you really willing to go. Like, people don't understand sometimes what they ask for when they say be careful what you ask for. It's a lot of trials and tribulations and a lot of ups and downs chasing any dream, whether you want to go to the NBA, whether you want to be a singer, songwriter, whatever it is. But you truly, truly love what you're doing. You have to look in the mirror and figure out what your weaknesses are. And if you can strengthen all your weaknesses, that makes your strength even stronger. You know what I mean? That makes you unstoppable. You're a force unremovable. So you got to be able to get out here, face yourself. And a lot of people can't face themselves because they got a false sense of reality. And you got to be able to face yourself and say, this is where I'm lacking at. This is what's wrong with me. This is what's bad. This is what I have to fix. And until you do that, you'll never get to where you need to get to. Right? You have to be able to adjust to what's wrong with you and fix it in order for you to be better in anything you do, no matter what it is. It's always going to be adjustment. You know what I mean? Like Jay-Z constantly has to readjust. He could have easily fell off a long time ago, but he's just doing things in hip-hop that no artist ever done in hip-hop before. You know what I mean? Nobody, LL Cool J, whoever you name, nobody's done these things that this guy's doing. He's opening so many doors for the future hip-hop stars and the future hip-hop artists, just like R. Kelly and Marvin and Ray Charles and the Isley Brothers and all them open so many doors for artists like me. So, you know, you gotta be able to face what's going on. You got to face yourself, and you got to ask yourself, because some people have so many talents that they spread themselves thin. Like, you got to conquer one thing at a time. You can't be everything. Like, you got to grab one thing at a time. And until you grab that one thing that you truly love by the horns, everything else is just there. You're just a bag of talent that's just sitting there. Like, you got to be honest with yourself. Never give up on something that you believe in, no matter what nobody tell you. Because put it like this. God gave you your vision. He didn't give it to nobody else. Nobody has your eyes. I mean, you can't worry about who going to like you or who ain't going to like you, who believe and who don't believe. Because honestly, a lot of people don't never notice, but it's more people who didn't believe in me than people who did believe in me when I started. Same thing with other artists like Alicia Keys, like these great artists like Nelly. Like, people don't understand what Nelly went through. Like, it was so many people who didn't believe that it was like, wow, for real? Like Usher. You know what I mean? Usher is like, I think, one of the biggest selling artists behind Michael Jackson. So it's like, it's so many people who didn't believe in such great talent that you can't stop your dream or stop what you're trying to do because some mogul, it could be somebody big, say, well, I don't really believe. Like, you can't not keep going forward because they didn't believe. You got to keep pushing.
Exactly. Keep pushing, man. That is some great advice, Bertel, and I hope our listeners receive that. Again, everyone, recording artist Bertel, make sure you guys head over to iTunes and get It From Her Mama, featuring T-Pain there. Bertel, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and of course, know what's coming up for you this year?
Yo, y'all all need to reach out to me on Instagram right now and Twitter, at Bertel Young, BERTELLYOUNG, BERTELLYOUNG. That's Twitter, that's Instagram, that's the Facebook. Hit me up. You know what I mean? I'm always on there. I'm on Instagram right now. I mean, so just hit me up and, you know, stay close and pay attention. There's a lot going on. Watch me move. You know what I mean? You know.
All right. There you go. Bertel, man, congratulations to you again on the single and also, of course, your new lease on life, man. Congratulations on all the great things you have going on. And look forward to staying in contact with you, man.
No doubt.
All right, then. Well, for those of you who came in late and missed part of the conversation with Bertel, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you find there. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of our program. Make it a great afternoon.